Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Teru Clavel is here. T-E-R-U is her first name. C-L-A-V-E-L is her last name if you're Googling her. Teru Clavel is the author of World Class, One Mother's Journey Halfway Around the Globe in Search of the Best Education for Her Children. Her three beautiful, smart children. Teru, I need your website, please. How do we find you and your book?
Yes, so my website is my name, Teru Clavel, TeruClavel.com. And you can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, online, your independent bookseller. It was an Amazon bestseller, so I'm happy about that. I'm on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Definitely reach out to me. I'm doing quite a few interviews, but you're my favorite, Jim. So,
well, I get that all the time, Teru. So, no, we work hard to make that happen right here. Hey, Teru, I want to ask you, folks, she's helping us. She spent 10 years in Asia, and she's moved back to the United States now, and she's comparing and contrasting the education process, the education delivery system, the outcomes that we're getting from our education here in the United States with other countries. So what is the final analysis, Teru? How does America education? I'm going to first say, let's talk about K-12. How does that stack up against other parts of the world?
Well, according to an exam that's given to 15-year-olds across almost 80 different countries and economies, we are behind in reading, science, and math. And in a subject like math, we are almost, our 15-year-olds are almost 4 years behind those in the top-performing East Asian countries, right? So when you think about that and we think about how we believe that we have to invest in science and our future, We're losing major traction.
Let me tell you why people listening believe you. Because when they go to a store or a fast food place and we give a young person money, and for whatever reason the money we gave them, how we asked them to give us our change, or the device isn't working right, they can't do the math on how much to give us back.
Absolutely.
I flipped burgers in high school. Yeah. I knew how to make change. Nobody had to teach me how to make change because I could do math. Yeah. I mean, all those years ago, I could do math, and I didn't have an Ivy League education anywhere, you know, up and down. So, I mean, you know, I just had regular public schools, and I could do math. It's sad, isn't it? I wonder if it's because we quit teaching math the way people want to learn math. I hated new math. What do you think?
That is a really good point. We do cater to our kids too much, and we're so, in this country, obsessed with it has to be fun. And if they're sitting there learning and there's direct instruction, or God forbid, they have to memorize something or it's rote, it's almost like it's abuse. You know, we can't just say, you just have to learn this. You have to learn your spelling and your grammar. You have to learn your multiplication tables, and a lot of that's just practice, practice, practice. And we're almost scared to tell our kids to do that.
Well, we know there are too many distractions in their lives. There's too much technology that they can, you know, can divert their attention watching 3-second videos and things like that that aren't teaching them anything. But let's get back to the school systems themselves. Is the American education system, as it currently delivers its product, how insufficient is it compared to, say, Asia?
Well, this is a myth that I'd love to dispel on your show right now, whereas a lot of people here in the U.S. think, oh, well, you know, these kids in East Asia, I'm going to talk about China and Japan in particular, and a lot of countries in Scandinavia even, people think, oh, they're always in school, they're always studying compared to our U.S. kids. At least our U.S. kids have a childhood. And it's the opposite, actually.
Right.
The quality of instruction that these kids have in school is so much greater that they're actually spending less time studying. So that's something that I need to bring up. And another thing is
they're
saying
when they're in class, they're getting a higher quality education in class so they don't have to do as much later on. They don't have to take homework. They don't have as much homework, for example.
Well, it's the total amount of time spent studying, exactly, because the quality of the teacher is that much higher. Because they invest in the teachers. You know, here we probably have amazing teachers, but we don't give them a shot because we don't invest in them. We don't give them professional development or materials, support them in the classroom. Our parent-teacher communications are broken down. The curriculum is always changing on them, so they have to learn new ways.
What would you do? What would you
do
before we go? What would you do as we wrap up? If you could fix things in America, what would you do? What would be the three things you would do quickly?
I would raise our learning expectations right off the bat, starting in kindergarten and knowing that our kids can do so much more. I would recruit, retain, and pay our teachers a heck of a lot more. And I would invest in giving every child an equitable educational opportunity, starting from the time they're 2 years old.
Right. That's well said. Taru, will you come back? We've got a lot more to learn from you.
I would love to, Jim. Anytime. Please let me know.
Taru Clavel, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called World Class. It's a fascinating research, folks. You can tell that she knows what she's talking about, and we'll hear more from her coming up. We got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.